Nana Peltier here for the business update.
Well, we did say yesterday it could be a grim day, and it certainly was. It started here, really. We saw the market closing yesterday quite low, and then this has just carried on, and it's still carrying on. We're seeing a sea of red out there, and that's mostly because of, well, Donald Trump's decision to ratchet up the trade war with an introduction of potential 10% increase, well, 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. That was late last week, and early this week, the Chinese government retaliated by letting the yuan slip to below 7 yuan per U.S. dollar, which is the lowest level in more than a decade. And so that's what started this off. The U.S. government has said, well, this manipulation of the currency is not on, and they've reported it to the IMF. And so, you know, this is not good. This is an escalation of what is a trade war that seems to have no end, and certainly the market's not expecting one. In fact, we're expecting, the futures are showing that this sell-off is going to continue. The New Zealand market has certainly had a poor day. We finished down 1.7%, and that's better than we were earlier in the day. We had gone as far down as 2.5% down. Right. One of our, the head of wealth research at Craig's Investment Partners, Mark Lister, sort of did a bit of an assessment for us, and we have a bit of what he had to say earlier this afternoon.
Great.
We're holding up better than what we saw in the U.S. overnight, where most of the indices were down closer to 3 or 3.5%. So our market does tend to be a little bit more stable. We have less of the technology and growth stocks and more of the more stable property, infrastructure, utilities type stocks. So I think that's the reason we're probably holding up a little bit better. However, it's still a pretty ugly day out there. I think it'll get uglier when you see the likes of Australia and Japan open this afternoon. One would expect those markets to be sold off. And we'll all be watching how things develop over the rest of the week. At the moment, it feels like things probably get worse before they get better.
Right. Doesn't sound good at all.
No, so that's Mark Lister of Craig's Investment Partners. Now, amongst the markets that we're looking at, the Australian market was down about 2.5% just after 5 p.m. this afternoon.
Right.
In Asia, we're seeing the stocks being sold off. All the markets are looking pretty weak. But it's not just the share market. It's also commodities, like oil has slumped. We have seen bond yields fall, and we're expecting this to carry on. Some of the safe haven assets like the Japanese yen and the Swiss currency are considered to be safe haven. Certainly gold is one of the commodities that we've seen increase in value substantially over the last couple of days. And also last week, we're about advanced to a six-year peak of $1,474 an ounce. So that's quite high. We're going to expect to see that kind of activity for a while. And it doesn't seem that this is going to end. As long as this trade war continues, we can expect to see that. So how our currency ended up, it had a bit of a topsy-turvy kind of day.
Right.
And that was because of the labor market's numbers we heard a little bit earlier. So unemployment much better than the market was expecting. And then the Reserve Bank of Australia, they held their official cash rate steady at 1%. Tomorrow, we're going to hear from our own Reserve Bank of New Zealand. We're due expecting a rate cut there, and that wouldn't be a surprise in this environment.
Mm-hmm. So I think they kept it the same in Australia, though, today, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They held it at 1%. But there's still downside risk there. Mm-hmm. In fact, the ANZ, prior to the labour market numbers coming out, the ANZ Bank suggested that, just in line with what we heard from the Westpac Bank last week, was that there could potentially be 3 rate cuts from the RBNZ this year. Will take us down to 1.25% tomorrow, potentially, and then 1% maybe in September, and 0.75% in November.
Right.
So there you go. Anyways, we had our dollar ended up basically where it started out, at 65.3 US cents, 96.4 Australian, and 53.7 British pence.
There you are. Thanks very much, Nana. Let's make it more positive tomorrow, eh?
I'll do my best.
Good on you. Nana Peltier there with the latest in the business world.